He has gone home for the last time. Osborne, the Prince of Darkness, as he was known, died yesterday. You know, one thing amazing about Ozzy Osbourne is nearly everyone on the planet knows who he is. He was able to stay relevant for some five decades. I remember when I was in elementary school becoming familiar with Ozzy Osbourne after he bit the head off of a bat during a concert of Black Sabbath's. And since then, he has managed to keep himself relevant. Scoot from WWL, Scoot on the Air, was lucky enough to have the opportunity to interview Ozzy Osbourne and see him perform. I never got that opportunity, Scoot, but no matter what you thought of Ozzy Osbourne, he definitely was a master of keeping himself popular and relevant, wasn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, it was in early 2000 when the reality show The Osbournes came on, which I watched the original Osbournes every time it was on. I loved the show. That's what really turned him into a pop culture hero. You know, people had known him, but more people knew him from the reality show than actually knew his music. Because, you know, heavy metal is an interesting, very unique rock genre. And he was the Prince of Darkness. He did things, as you mentioned, like bit the head off a bat. But he did some other crazy things as well. So he was known and really was very influential. And people may not know this, but Ozzy was very influential in the role of the development of heavy metal. And he had this high-pitched screech that sort of became a signature element in heavy metal. He was kicked out of Black Sabbath in 1979, because of excessive drug and alcohol use. Now, I'm pretty sure those guys were doing drugs and alcohol.
Yeah,
to get kicked out because you did too much. Well, yeah, I mean, to get kicked out because you did too much, he had to do a lot. Well, that's when he started his solo career, and by 1980, he had his own solo album, Blizzard of Oz, out, and Sharon really helped him with all of that, but sold 100 million albums and, you know, known in the heavy metal world, but also outside of that, mainly because of the show The Osbournes. He really became this cult hero in so many ways. And, you know, there's an interesting thing. In addition to biting the head off a bat, a lot of people don't know this, but in 1981, at a CBS Records executive meeting in Los Angeles, Ozzy was set to release a few doves as a gesture of peace. And he grabbed one of the doves and bit the head off of it. He spat the head out and had blood dripping off his lips. Of course, he was really drunk at the time. But this was at a CBS executive meeting. And then he's escorted out. He grabs a second dove and bites the head off of that. So
Who thought it was a good idea to have doves around Ozzy Osbourne at a meeting of CBS? Yeah, let's bring doves to the meeting as a gesture of the peace that we're trying to establish here. Yeah, it seems a little short-sighted to have doves and Ozzy in the same room at the same time. But, yeah, you know, I think you're absolutely right. The Keeping Up with the Osbournes, or was that the name? Whatever the reality show's name was really brilliant in exposing him to generations who had never really known much about Ozzy Osbourne, probably never listened to his music. I was riding in the car yesterday listening to Ozzy music with my wife and noted, you know, at the time, Ozzy Osbourne's music was said to be so irreverent, so heavy, so off the beaten path. But we listen to it today, and it doesn't sound that shocking.
Well, that's almost the way everything is. I mean, look at the Beatles' hair, you know. I mean, you look at it today and it's like, well, those are almost crew cuts. But back then, relative to the times, I mean, that was really bizarre. And, you know, Dave, you know, Ozzy was related to satanic worshiping, and his music represented satanic worshiping. And this was part of the interview that I did with him at the Pensacola Civic Auditorium when he was performing there. But Ozzy was actually a member of the Church of England, which is a Christian Protestant church, and he was said to pray before every show. So kind of like Alice Cooper, he had this onstage persona that was totally different from who he was offstage. And I got a chance to see that when I interviewed him. And one of the things that I talked to him about was, this was a time when there was a lot of controversy about his satanic music, and I asked him about the case where a teenager had committed suicide and the parents were suing Ozzy and CBS Records, his record company, over the death of their son, the judge threw the case out, saying that there's no link between Ozzy's music and suicide, even though the song the kid was listening to was Suicide Solution. The problem is the kid was listening to the same song over and over and over again. And I talked to Ozzy about this, and he said, Scoot, you know, Ozzy said that basically this kid had to be strung out on drugs or alcohol or both. That was his exact answer to me, and that normal person is not going to just go commit suicide after listening to music. And he was right. It wasn't the music. It was other things that were going on with this kid, and that's why the judge threw the case out.
We're talking with Scoot. I want to talk more to him about his interview with Ozzy and what Ozzy said about biting the head off of a bat and how that became kind of the identifying incident for the rest of Ozzy's life. When we come back after this, talking to Scoot about the life and times of Ozzy Osbourne on WWL. Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday at the age of 76. His loved ones remember him as a dedicated family man. The world remembers him as the Prince of Darkness, who really pioneered the sound of heavy metal music and will forever be remembered for biting the head off a bat at a concert in Iowa. WWL Scoot on the Air was able to interview Ozzy years ago. What did Ozzy say about that bat-biting incident for which many people will forever remember him?
You know, he first reported that it was alive. You know, after he said it was alive and it bit me while I was biting the head off of it. Well, it turns out that that wasn't true. That the guy who actually brought the bat to the concert said it was dead when he brought it there. So Ozzy bit the head off a dead bat, but he was taken to the hospital and went through the inoculation.
Rabies protocol, yeah.
Rabies protocol. Went through all of that just to make sure. But, he just said it was just one of those things that he just instinctively did and didn't really think much of it. And, again, you know, thinking about the times that he bit two heads off of doves, I mean, he was really into shock. And again, I kind of relate him to Alice Cooper, who was a lot more popular in terms of pop hits. You know, Ozzy was in the heavy metal genre, so he did have some hits. But he was known for doing crazy things. I mean, in 1982, Ozzy urinated on a memorial in front of the Alamo in San Antonio. Man, that is an iconic figure in downtown San Antonio. And he was immediately arrested. He was banned from performing in San Antonio for 10 years. He sincerely apologized, made a donation, and he got back into the good graces of the city. But he was intoxicated at the time. So, you know, Ozzy, I, in some of his interviews, he was sober when he did the interview with me. But in a lot of interviews I've heard him do, he's basically incoherent. I mean, you couldn't even understand what the guy was saying. He was so drunk and strung out on drugs.
Yeah, part of his image, and one thing's for sure, he knew how to control his image, shock people, yep. Get attention, and for 76 years, the guy was able, or at least the last 50 years, maintain crazy popularity and at least notoriety, if not popularity. Thank you, Scoot. We look forward to listening to you from 1 to 4 today and every afternoon on WWL.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. By the way, Ozzy said he thought the bat that a fan threw on the stage initially was rubber, and when he bit into it and realized it was real, he was shocked. But then he decided to use that to try and increase his popularity or notoriety. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We'll be back after the news here on WWL.